Hey everybody, how are you? This is Andrea Eppolito, and we are here today discussing life, luxury, and above all else, love. This session is about information, respect, and responsibility. If you've been listening here for a while, you know that I am a part of the BBC Collective. It is the Business of Being Creative Collective. And each week, a bunch of professionals from the wedding industry get together and we discuss a topic of relevance as guided by Sean Lowe, who is the team leader and the founder of the group. Now, recently, Sean led us through a discussion about information. How much do we know about the businesses that we partner with? What information specifically do we have about their ability to be successful and their opportunities to grow farther? And how do we use this information to help our clients make better and more educated buying decisions? Now, when I think about this and I think about information, it's not just, well, I like this person's work. I think that they're a brilliant photographer, or I love the highlight reels that they come up with. It's how are they in terms of responsiveness? What do they do administratively? When they're on site, how does it feel to have them as a part of the team? And during our hour-long conversation, I suggested that we take this kind of cerebral theory and that we put it into a real work practice. I offered up my team as a test subject. We had been in the midst of producing a wedding with what Sean considers to be an ultra-luxury budget, so something that is over $500,000. And what was really unique to it for me, and I've mentioned this before, is that every partner that we had brought on was somewhat new. They were new to me in that I hadn't worked with them all on a large scale, large format wedding, and they were new to each other in that they hadn't worked together. So when I put together my timeline, I wanted to make sure that I was providing the right information to the right people in the right way. But I thought this is a great opportunity to see what kind of information I could gather and how I could use that to make everyone better. So when I sent out the timeline, I attached a document and I asked everyone to participate in a pre and post wedding questionnaire. The goal was to ascertain who needed what information in order to operate at their absolute highest level. And I also encouraged each team to evaluate not only their unique contributions in what led to great success, but what they could have done differently. And then I had a section for peer-to-peer review where a videographer would have the opportunity to comment on a designer, or a floral team could comment on photography and food and beverage. And I really was excited by this because I thought, God, this can kind of open up the floodgates of true knowledge, not just like, oh, I think, but kind of build a true compendium of who do we work with. How and why do they do what they do? And is this person the right fit for future business? Well, the response to my request was kind of mixed. Some people were really excited about the opportunity, and they welcomed a chance to have a conversation about workflow and production in advance, as opposed to just kind of being reactive to whatever was happening on site. Others were concerned about the idea of publicly displaying their weaknesses. They didn't want to be perceived as bad or less valuable, and they didn't want to be judged for what people could kind of see as potential shortcomings. My position was that this exercise would be a good thing for all of us, and that we would be better partners and professionals to one another in the long run. I've always said that my next wedding is my best wedding, and if we're going to continue to evolve and elevate as an industry, then it's our responsibility to be self-evaluating at all times. It's also our responsibility to be sharing constructive criticism of one another so that we can work towards a kind of a more respectful but also a more efficient production practice. So, you know, I get the idea of weakness. I get the feeling of being afraid to be judged. But the truth is that we do judge one another all the time. We just do it in the dark. We form these opinions about who does what well, who we like working with, who we prefer not to work with. And we keep them to ourselves, which is fine. But what really happens is we start kind of quietly sharing these opinions amongst the friends and colleagues that we think that we could trust. And we tell our clients what we know, which is typically a half truth, because we don't always understand the whole story about how another business is run. And what a disservice this is to our clients and to one another. The only way to get past this, because I think a lot of what we do is we decide who we want to work with based on personality. Who do we like? Who's fun? Who treats us really well? And sometimes those elements aren't necessarily what a particular event needs. So the only way to do this well is to drag it all out into the light. And I thought, well, what if I could develop like a compendium of information on myself and on each other's so that when we're talking, we can share knowledge openly with those who really care about the truth. So I spent a lot of time on my self-evaluation. I sent it out to everybody. And so far to date, I haven't received any formal responses from the partners that were on the team, which is okay because I'm giving them time and I really hope that people do respond. Either way, let's say that they don't. My own evaluation was really enlightening. It was, I guess, enlightening. It was disappointing. It was exciting because there were different things I realized about my own behavior pre-event and during that really made me stop and think, how can I get better for my next event, which is on Saturday? The best example that I can give is lighting. I went into this really kind of saying, this is how I want the space lit. And when I went in for the meetings, and I would say that we had three meetings about lighting, I was very clear, like, this is what I want, this is how I want it to look, and this is what we need based on what I've done in the past. Well, the lighting company disagreed. They actually thought that we needed less light in order to achieve the look that I was going for. And despite, like, in my gut, knowing, no, I need all this light, I let them drive that ship, which I shouldn't have done. I should have been more confident in my own ability, but I allowed them to be the experts because I thought, well, this is their building. This is what they do. This is what they specialize in. And I didn't secure what I wanted from the start, which was disappointing to myself because then on site, we did need my original plan. We did need, you know, three lights per table instead of one. And we got them, which was fantastic. And the team was amazing to work with. They were incredibly helpful. They were very, very quick. As soon as everything was set up, they were like, yeah, you know what? You were right. We needed more. Did it compromise the event? No, because we got it fixed. But it created kind of a Chinese fire drill and it created some drama and some stress where we could have avoided that had I just been more self-confident in what I know. Now, that lack of confidence came from the fact that I didn't know their ceiling grid as well as I know others because it was my first time working in that particular space. Well, I spent all this time studying the grid and I still wasn't able to articulate why I felt we needed what I knew we needed. And that let me know that I need to become much more knowledgeable and better versed in the technical side of things. Just because I know what I want doesn't mean that I know how to communicate it. So I need to be better at understanding the language, which is where the exciting part came in. Sitting down and really saying, what were the stress points of the day? What could I have done to alleviate them? Let me know that I needed to reach out to other professionals in lighting, in electric, and just in, I guess, the general theatrical portion of design, and I needed to learn. Now, school was always a place that I loved. I loved the pursuit of knowledge. I loved the process of learning. And after years in this industry and having been exposed to really the best of the best in terms of art, creativity, and production, it's easy to become jaded and kind of start to feel like I know it all, seen it all, been there, done that. So to feel like a beginner all over again is very much invigorating. And it reminds me that there's always more to learn. There's always more to do, and there's infinite ways to get better. So for me, this was still an incredibly valuable exercise. It gave me an opportunity to be better for my next event. When I did this wedding on February 16th, hands down, I was absolutely at the top of my craft in that moment for that client. I had never been better before. But just because I was never better that day doesn't mean that I can't be better in the future. And on Saturday, when I step into this space again, I will be so much better than I was last time. I have more knowledge. I've seen another production. I've worked with another group of people. And now I am able to walk in and build on my last experience. And that's what I think is exciting. That's what comes from information. That's what comes from having enough self-respect to look at who you are and be incredibly honest. And that's the responsibility that we have, not only to ourselves, but to one another as professionals and to our clients and to the industry as a whole. So if you are not doing a self-evaluation pre and post event, I would really encourage you to do that. If this is something that you have had any success with, or if it's something that you're still playing with, I would love to hear your story and your feedback. If you have been asked for information about your business and you're concerned with kind of unveiling the truth, I would encourage you to just be super honest and to put yourself out there in a really truthful and vulnerable way, because I really believe that the truth and the light is what moves all of us forward. And I appreciate you spending the last 10 minutes with me. I hope you guys are going into a spring season with lots of beautiful work coming out. I'm looking at all of it on social, especially Instagram and YouTube. Those are my two favorite places to hang out right now, other than obviously the podcast with you guys. So if you have any information that you would like to share, you can reach me. I am at Andrea Eppolito everywhere on social, and you can shoot me an email. It's Andrea at Eppolito Events. That's A-N-D-R-E-A at E like Edward, two P's as in Paul, O-L-I, T like Thomas, O like Oscar, E-V-E-N-T-S. Until then, I hope you guys have a beautiful week and we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.